NDC parliamentary candidate for Bosa South, Dr. Clement Park, says the electorate are discerning and will not mistakenly entrust the governance of the country into the hands of the NPP, a party that is divided and in total disarray. He said the level of disunity in the NPP speaks volume of the fact that the party has lost focus and is not ready to rule the country. Addressing enthusiastic party supporters at Fumbisi to officially launch his campaign, Dr. Park admonished Ghanaians not to believe in the promises and deceit of the opposing parties because they are only desperate for power and that they have nothing to offer the country. Isaac Asari has filed this report.
Since 1992, the Bosa South constituency has been one of the strongholds of the ruling NDC in the Upper East region. In 2008, Mr. Alassane Azong of the PNC pulled a surprise by claiming the seat to become the MP for the area, a position he has held till date. Though some political analysts believe his candidature is enjoying some background support from the NDC, his participation in this year's election tend to dispute such assertions, as he comes face-to-face with Dr. Clement Park, a presidential staffer and convener for the Forum for Governance and Justice, at a campaign launch to officially outdoor the candidature of Dr. Clement Park. A former Deputy Upper West Regional Minister, Caesar Kale, described Dr. Park as a game-changer whose exploits and influences depict what he is capable of doing when given the nod. While urging the people to give Dr. Park a resounding victory come December 7, Mr. Kale also advised the electorate not to vote for the NPP, saying that the party is only obsessed with power and therefore cannot be trusted.
We should not be deceived, especially with the youth and the students, with sugar-coated promises that can never be achieved. I want to say, you have Dr. Clement Park to be proud of. This is an energetic young man who is so smart. Indeed, he is a game changer. He is a fixer. I have worked with him in the past 3 years at the presidency as staffers. Look at his exploits. When you look at his international links and even local links, it's so much that you don't need to waste such a talent. I believe Dr. Park is going to actually inject a lot of enthusiasm. He's going to actually inject a lot of seriousness in the development of Bosa South.
Addressing the crowd, Dr. Clement Park said the seat was only loaned to the incumbent. Therefore, the time has come for the NDC to reclaim it for good. Dr. Park argued that the proven track record of President Mahama and the NDC administration in northern Ghana cannot be contested. Therefore, a vote for him and the president will mean more developmental projects.
The truth must be told that indeed the development that the NDC has brought to the north and to blue cannot be contested. Many of you saw the road being constructed. It is not only going to be contested, it is going to be asphalted. We are all aware of the signature JM Senior High Grade School, which has taken shape and will soon be commissioned in Kenjera. If not for the NDC and President Mahama, the road that is being constructed will never happen. So yes, let's appreciate what we put ourselves in the forget mode. And that is why we must ignore those who make reckless promises.
Various speakers took turns to address the gathering. They repeated calls for Ghanaians to honor President John Mahama, another four-year term, to enable him accomplish his development agenda of changing lives and transforming Ghana.
Isaac Asari filed that report.